it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And it's time for another garden show here on Q92 with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery and Floral. And good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, and it's sprinkling again.
Yeah, a lot of moisture in the whole month of April, actually, and starting in May, too. So,
you know, we were talking a little before we got on the air and shouldn't complain about the moisture, but could probably stop a little bit now and turn the heat on and get things planted would be great.
Yeah, that's what people are farmers are hoping for. And
farmers and gardeners.
Gardeners, yeah. There's been some garden planting going on, I'm sure, huh?
Oh, yes. You know, a lot of people, they're, you know, it's not warm, but it's not cold. I mean, it's not freezing at night, so people are planting. They're planting maybe some of their hardier type plants, you know. In the garden, they're planting onions and potatoes and peas and broccoli and cabbage and that type of stuff. That'll take the cold a little bit, but it hasn't been freezing at night, so people are planting.
Yep. All right.
It's wet out.
Well, we're going to open up our phone lines for questions for Dwayne. It's 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 for any questions for Dwayne. And you can email it, too, if you'd like. If you'd like to use email, klqpfm@farmerstel.net. Dwayne, what's our plant of the week today?
Plant of the week is we're going into the greenhouse and hanging baskets. People buy a lot of hanging baskets, and you could start getting those now and getting those acclimated. You know, you can put them outside, and if it does get cold, bring them in. Or they like it, you know, they like it in the cooler weather, so maybe if it gets windy, to bring them in. But we have gorgeous hanging baskets, and you know what? That's a perfect gift for Mom on Mother's Day. We sell a lot of hanging baskets this next coming week. It's Mother's Week, Mother's Day is May 12th, and next week, get a gift picked out for Mom, and I'm suggesting a hanging basket or cut flowers from Heather Floral.
What do you got in those hanging baskets?
We have, well, I sent you a couple pictures, and we got those posted on Facebook, all different kinds of stuff, from geraniums to petunias, and we have some new hanging baskets this year. Downtown Madison has hanging baskets, and we also have hanging baskets in at Starbucks in Madison and downtown Dawson. I've done 46 large hanging baskets this spring, which has, they have 45 plants in each hanging basket. They have, it's a metal basket with cocoa liner, then they have side holes on them, and so baskets are even going to be better this year.
Wow.
And other hanging baskets we have different sizes. We have, besides the big ones, we have a $39.99 size, which is a 12-inch basket. We have a 10-inch basket, and we have a 9-inch basket. So we have a price range from $19.99 up to $39.99. And I like to do those because we can be creative and have all different kinds of flowers in there.
I know some communities have their main street decorated with hanging baskets.
Yeah, well,
that's good.
An example is Dawson and Madison. Both have those, and they're gorgeous. They take care of them very well.
When did that become a thing, hanging baskets, Dwayne? I don't remember hanging baskets when I was growing up.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
I think we've done hanging baskets in Dawson for almost 25 years.
Okay.
So it's kind of a newer thing, and people have found out it's work, but I think it beautifies. And downtown in Dawson, Dawson's kind of unique because they have a boulevard, you know, a grass strip down the middle of the street, and the plantings there are gorgeous. Last year we had grasses in there, and they turned out very nice.
Okay. So what's our horticultural concern for the week, Dwayne?
I forgot.
No.
I know what it is. If you haven't uncovered your perennials or haven't cut off the dead flowers or dead leaves on your perennials, it's definitely time to do that because they are growing and growing quickly. and it's easier to clean them up before they get too big. So between rain showers, get out there and clean up your perennials, and then put some fertilizer on them so they have something to grow and produce gorgeous flowers this spring.
All right.
Hey, before we get too far into this, Prairie EcoLink's tree planting in Madison was postponed from last Friday and Saturday. It's going to be this Friday and Saturday. So May 3rd, which is this Friday, you can go down to the Soil and Water Conservation, the cooler, you know, across from where the old canteen was,
right,
across the baseball field. And we're going to be there Saturday from 1 to 4 and handing out trees that people have signed up for. And then that's Friday. And then Saturday we're going to be there in the morning from 9 to 12. So you can pick up your tree there.
I heard there's 150-some trees going to be planted in Madison.
150 trees are going to be planted this weekend in Madison, and it was done through a grant that Renee Elins initiated, and then the Prairie EcoLinks group, which is an environmental group in Madison, kind of picked up on. And so there's going to be a lot of people there to help you, and I'd say if you see Renee or the Prairie EcoLinks people, say thank you, because it was a free grant. It was a grant that they got, so 150 more trees going into the city of Madison.
That's awesome. Everyone should plant a tree, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, should we get in our questions, Dwayne?
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Well, last week we talked about eggshells. Remember that?
Yep.
Fertilizer. Well, this person says they want to know if you could put a whole egg raw in your planting pots. Will that fertilize your plants for the summer then, a whole egg? Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Does it work?
If you're talking to a guy that uses fertilizer, it's probably, it works, okay? But you're not getting a full-fledged fertilizer there, okay? If you use eggshells, okay, eggshell, 5.5% of that eggshell is calcium, okay? 2% is phosphorus and 2% is magnesium, okay? So it's very low concentration of the nutrients that you want. Okay, that's just the eggshell. The inside of the egg has 1% iron in it. It has calcium, and it doesn't have calcium, but it has cholesterol and fat. Probably something your plant doesn't want. But my point is, if you're going to buy an egg to put it in your hanging basket or around your plants, you might as well buy Earth Elements fertilizer that has all the minerals that your plant needs. Earth Elements is probably cheaper.
Yeah. It is.
But yeah, if you have eggshells, okay, if you use the egg, my suggestion would be use the egg, you know, get the benefit of the, you know, a fried egg or boiled egg or whatever, but then take the shells and put it in there, because it does have calcium, and calcium will help prevent, you know, the blossom end rot on the tomato. So I think the eggshell is good. I think putting the whole egg in there is being lazy.
Okay. All right.
That's my opinion.
That's Dwayne's opinion. Yeah, you gave, I think, all them trees in Madison, they have an Earth Element bag. You're supposed to put that in the hole first, right?
We made a cute little one-pound bag that we hand out with every tree, and you put that bag of Earth Elements fertilizer. It's a starter fertilizer, helps get the roots going, and we handing that out with a tree guard and tags and instructions on how to plant it.
All right. Our next question, we're staying with fertilizing here, I guess.
Okay.
Is it more important to fertilize potted plants or plants in the ground?
It's important to plant, to fertilize both of them, but a hanging basket or a potted plant gets only what you're giving it, okay? So you have to fertilize that. Plants in the ground, you know, will send out roots, and if there's minerals out there, it'll go find those. But it's all to fertilize those plants too. So fertilize both, but you're really the caretaker of a potted plant, because it only is getting the nutrients that you're giving it.
Can you over-fertilize?
Yeah, you can over-fertilize. You can burn, if you get a commercial fertilizer that isn't slow release or something, and you put too much on there, so follow instructions. You can burn it, okay? I told somebody's to fertilize their watermelon plants and use like a handful and sprinkle it around, you know, the ground. He took a handful of fertilizer and slapped it right on top of the watermelon plant, and it was completely covered. Well, that'll kill it.
That'll kill it, yeah. Yeah, so you can't over-fertilize, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Your plants, because of the winter, I mean, even the lawns, you know, they look green, but they're not a dark green. So if you haven't fertilized your lawn, it's probably time to fertilize your lawn and your garden and your other plants that you have outside.
I have a feeling, speaking of lawns, I have a feeling when it gets sunshine and hot, you're going to start seeing weeds and dandelions.
Dandelions are already out. They're blooming like crazy. So I would say it's the beginning of weed control, spraying your weeds, your dandelions with Trimec, putting your crabgrass preventer down, which is Dimension, and then put a slow-release fertilizer on your lawn. So it's time to be concerned with your lawn.
All right, let's talk a little bit about those white protection wraps that you put around the young trees. What's the purpose of that, and how long should I keep that on my tree?
The white protection, we call it a tree guard, so it's guarding or protecting the tree. If you have one that has a sphere, it wraps around the tree, and it doesn't expand, it can actually hurt your tree and suffocate it. You don't usually see those anymore. You want to leave that tree guard until the tree starts hitting the edge of that tree guard, the inside of it. What that's doing is preventing, you know, lawnmower from hitting that tree, the mice from eating on that tree, but mainly from sun scald in the wintertime. The sun beats down on the trunk of the tree and cracks the tree, and your tree splits apart, and you have a wound on the tree. So leave the tree guard on as long as you can. And if you really, really don't like it, take it off, but definitely put it back on in the wintertime.
Okay. All right. Now we want to save some time here to talk about, we want to make sure people get this on their calendar, Duane. Horticulture night at the University of Minnesota Morris.
That's a fun night. They do have an experiment station there, and they plant thousands and thousands of flowers, annuals and perennials, and they have classes and talks there. So it's Hort Night is July 25th from 4 to 8 up at the University of Morris. And if you haven't been there, or even if you have been there, put it on your calendar and go. I think that's one of the most interesting and fun nights around our area.
They usually get a pretty good crowd for that too, don't they?
A lot of people up there, so it's fun.
It's free, right?
It's free, yep. And they have vendors there too, so you can buy plants there. Or they have, you know, people making hamburgers and hot dogs, so you can make an evening out of it. And it's, again, July 25th from 4 to 8 up at the University of Morris Experiment Station.
All right, so you want to put that on your calendar. Okay.
Yeah.
Duane, you got a minute here. What's happening at Heather Floral and Nursery?
Heather Nursery, Floral, Greenhouse, Garden Center, whatever you want to call us, takes care of your lawn place. Full-fledged greenhouse going on. Our greenhouse plants look great. We have a wide variety. We have them all planted. And if you see on TV or on the radio, you hear about you can get pots made up for you. We do that. If you want to bring in your pots and don't want to plant them, I like getting my fingers dirty, or the other towns, Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo. We'll plot your containers up, and we also have containers. So if you want to have a porch pot or whatever, be glad to help you out. But Mother's Day is next week. Get your order in as early as you can. We do fresh flowers, hanging baskets, or pots. Give Mom some flowers.
Okay. Thanks, Duane. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week then.
Save your eggshells.
No, Earth Elements.
Earth Elements.
Buy them.
I'll owe you a quarter.
All right. Duane Hasted with another garden.
Listening to Q92 KLQB Madison Dawson. It's time for news headlines and the weather here on Q92.